This is Babe San Macalas, and thank you for allowing me to share with you my approach to prayer. Since St. Joseph's site became part of the World Wide Web in 2002, I have received thousands of prayer requests from people from all walks of life. In many of these prayer requests, I have sensed a certain degree of desperation, frustration, and hopelessness. I even got emails from people who doubted the existence of God, as well as from those who thought that God was such an uncaring God who never answered prayers. There are many who ended up disillusioned, and I think this is because they do not know what the Bible teaches about prayer. Are there secrets to getting anything that we pray for? Are there secrets to manifesting anything that your heart desires? In recent years, there have been books, e-books, CDs, and DVDs about these so-called secrets, but most of them are without any biblical perspective. I'm sure you have read or watched The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, or Michael Rocher's The Law of Attraction. There are many others, and I am not saying that the concepts and laws they teach are false. In fact, I agree with some of these concepts or laws, but I also differ with some of them. I differ in that I believe that the so-called force behind the universe is personal and not impersonal. God knows each and every one of us and longs to have a relationship with each one of us. I also differ in that I believe that manifesting anything we want do not depend on us alone. It is more about having a relationship with Him who is our Creator and practicing the spiritual laws or truths which He has laid down for us in the Bible. In this audiobook, I will share with you these spiritual laws or biblical truths which I apply in my prayer life. My prayer journey has not been easy. I have been lost, but by the grace of God, I found my way. I have stumbled, but I got up. And I have had moments of desperation, but I found hope. I am on a continuing prayer journey, and I still stumble and fall sometimes, but God is always there to help me get up and continue on my journey. You may be wondering why I entitled this audiobook, Ready, Aim, Pray. This is what I practice in my prayer life. I get ready to pray. I aim for something, as I know exactly the what and the why of my prayer. And then I pray. People have different ways of praying. What is in this audiobook is how I pray. We are all unique individuals, and we communicate with God differently. It is never my intention to ask you to duplicate what I do in my prayer life, because I believe that God deals with us individually, and He has a custom-made way for each one of us to communicate with Him most effectively. My only hope is you would gain some insights about prayer from this audiobook and apply the biblical truths I will be sharing with you in ways that will work for you, given your uniqueness. God bless you as you embark on your prayer journey.